Adonai. Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol ne'yeh bedvaro. So the connection was that Chisur Mechshavah Chayitani, according to the Tiferes Yisrael, and Erech and Pradalad Mishnah Aleph, and based on Toshis and Megillah, Lamed Beis and Aleph, that since Torah Shabbat Peh was learnt as is, the Gemara tells us a Gittin and Dav Samach Lamed Beis, that Devar Meshavah Peh lo yochol lindenek in Bechsav, the ideal way until Rebbe Darshan, Eis Lassos L'Hashem, Efer to Osechel, was to learn about Peh. It's a lot of information to retain. So Toshis says in Megillah, Lamed Beis and Aleph, that as a technique to remember the learning, they used to put it to a nigget. He used to go out and sing the various words of the Mishnayos, and that's how they would remember it. So the Tiferes Yisrael wants to suggest that's Pshat Chisur Mechsur. I mean, Chisur Mechsur. Tanom left out words. He says, Bekavona, they left out words. In order to go and have it shtim into music, the stanza, the words had to go and rhyme with the music, with the song. And if it didn't work, they had to go in and drop some of the notes. But I'm under there not missing anything. But they had to bedafka, leave out certain words in order to go ahead and have the niggun work out. And Amela, the Sefer Otzer Plos HaTorah wants to suggest that if the Gemara says in the Chagiga Daf Tesem and Beis that the difference between Eved Olokim and Asher Lo Avado based on the Pesuk of Malachi and Paragimel Pesuk of Ches is to Chazal learning 101 times, we understand then why there are 101 Chesur and Mechsuros. Chesur and Mechsuros is given, it occurs only because they had ways of remembering the learning. Amela, we see from Chesur and Mechsuros 101 the importance of Chazaring. When you Chazal, you're learning 101 times, you remember you're learning them, of course, and we'll explain. The In Yaakov and the In Yaakov 101 is like the Gross says, Lomim Heira Yishakach. You're not going to forget quickly. So 101 makes you retain your learning. Chisuri Mechsura only exists because they put the words of the Mishnah to a niggun in order to retain the learning. And that would be the connection of the 101 to the 101 occurrences of the Chisuri Mechsura. On that note, carrying us into tonight's discussion, a little bit of a hemshich. And the pasuk at the beginning of Tehillim, David HaMelech, right at the outset of the Sefer of his magnum opus, the one that Rav Nachman Breslov writes in the Likutei Maran, was written al pi ruach hakodesh beyond any a matter of a doubt. Rav Mendel Kaplan in the Artsko biography, Rav Mendel in his wisdom, he used to exclaim frequently that it's amazing how a human being ever could have written a Sefer Tehillim. So how does David HaMelech start? Ashri Yisrael l'holch b'atzas v'shoim. Before you start the Asay Tov, you got to keep away from Hashem, the Derech of Chataim, and don't get involved in a Moshe of Leitzim. What should you do? And the Torah Hashem should be your chavit, should be your ikaratzon, and you should go out and toil, dwell, speak in words of Torah, Yom of Alayla, but there also Yege Yom of Alayla. We find where it's the Hegyon Libi Lefanecha. The idea sometimes Yege means to be thinking, as the Gros cites the Posek in his Bira Gros, and Or Chaim and Sam Mazayin Echaz Berchas Atayra, when he argues with the Machaber who says, Amahaber Devar Tayra Eino Tzarech Levarech, Gros says, what do you mean? Posek in Yeshua, Perkala Posekhes, the Agisabo Yom of Alayla, and the Hegyon Libi Lefanecha, even the Machshovas in the Lave, and you have to go out and think and learning. So that's how we typically interpret Yehegev, Agiso Yom Alaylo. You should think about Torah, Yom Alaylo. Vesaroso, Yehegev, Yom Alaylo. Again, piggy backing on the Lashon, in Yoshua and Aleph Ches, the Agisa Bo in the Torah Yom of Alaylo. So David HaMelech echoing that earlier sentiment writes in Tehillim per Kapitol Aleph Posek Beis, Vesaroso, Yehegev, Yom of Alaylo. We discussed in the past why when it comes to learning Torah is it expressed Yom of Alaylo. It's Lachero always the opposite. Vayir Vayiboker, it always starts with the night. Why over here by Torah does it go with the day? We talked about that in the past. Now, Koponim, take a look at the Targum. Say, yes, we typically interpret Yege as a Lashon of Higayon, as the Gro uses it as well, thinking and learning, Machshava, writes the Targum on the Pasuk. Eloin bini Musa da Hashem Re'usei, Re'usei is Rav as the Chefetz, uvi'araisei meranein yemam velele, uvi'araisei, what should you do, meranein, Lashon Rinun, Rinun sing, writes the Targum, not just think about the Torah, but what? Adavon HaMelech, who is the Noam Zemirus Yisrael, zok the Targum, know what Davon means, is it's also Yege, Yom Olaylo, you should be meranein, you should sing it, that's got to be Geshmak, that's the Gemara Megillah, Amen Beis, Amen Aleph, from Rav Shafti, Amen Rav Yechanan, that anyone who's learning the Torah and he's not singing singing with a kolnom, with a nigun, and then by you say Yitzchukim lo tovim. Hashem says, I want you to sing the song, I want you to sing the nigun. Meila, I'm leading up to a Moira de Kavart that I just saw recently. I have to share with you an unbelievable medrash. And wait until you hear the tushtel that the Sefer Siach HaParsha makes to this medrash. We have a medrash in the Medrash Rabbah. 2 weeks ago, Parsha B'Shalach, we have the Shira. And the medrash has many interpretations, many Dover Achers. What's the Lashon Oz Yosher Moshe? So in this whole Parsha, Parsha Chav Gimel, we go through many different interpretations. And Oz Dalet writes the Medrash Rabbah, Yuchas to Rabbah Bar Nachrini, he writes as follows, Dover Acher, what's Oz Yosher Moshe? Hado Dersif, taking us to Mishlei, to the very end of Mishlei, we say it every 49 in Eish Yishchayel, Perklam, and Allah Pasuch Havav, Pia poscha the chokhmah so es chesed al lashona. Miyom shavara kadosh baruch hu sa'olam. Ad sha'amdu Yisrael ayam lo matzino adam shamra shira la kadosh baruch hu ela Yisrael. And the Medrash goes on. Adam Rishon was created. He didn't say Shira. Aravina was rescued, emerged unscathed from the Kivshon Eish, from the Melachim. He didn't sing Shira. Yitzchak kept Akeda. V'chulei v'chulei Mordek is out. The first people to sing Shira, Klai Yisrael. And what does the Medrash do? It tells Tzu, Hadol Dechsiv. This is what the Pasuk means. Pia Poscha V'chokhma. And V'soes Chesed Olashona. What Shaychas? Pia Poscha V'chokhma. Az Yoshem Oisha. What's the Shaychas? We go to the Yitz Yosef. And the Yitz Yosef writes as follows. Milas Oz, Osi Lamemer Shaz, Nimtsa Mishomer Shira Velo Kodeb. What's Oz Yashemoisha? Oh, only now did we find someone to sing Shira. Mashma only Oz. But Lufnechain, beforehand, there was no one to sing Shira. Why? Kim Yomashinivra Ola Lumnitsa Mishomer Shira Rat until now? Umasmach Aposak Pia Posma Vachachma, Demafaris Parshas Ashes Chayel Knesset Yisrael. And that it's a reference to the Jewish people. Umidikomer Poscha Velo Dabro, Amashma Loshim Psicham. It's the beginning. Whose mouth opens up in Chokhma, whose mouth starts Lashem Sicha, not Stam Amiro or Dibor or conjugation thereof. That's a reference to Oz Yosher Moshe. They were the first to be Poseach, to start with the Shira. The same way, that's Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael started out with the Shira. So, the way the Medrash Rabbah is learning, we're stelling to the end of Eish Yishchayel, which is Miyuchas to Knesset Yisrael, and the same way that as Yosha Moshe, Klaiso were the first ones to sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the subtle reference in Pia Pasuk HaChokhma, the mouth of Klaiso was opened up. Dinah, we're the ones who started with the Chokhma of the Shira Sayyam. Again, the Gra and many other Pirushim on Mishlei talk about the Pia Pasuk HaChokhma, and the Gra says that it's a reference to Tamid HaChachamim. Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Yitzesem and Beis, and Tzukah Chofam and Beis, that Afilu Sichos and Shal Tamid Echom Bailim and Shenemar Valeo Lo Yibol, Kapitol Aleph and Tehillim, that Afilu Sichoschul and Shal Tamid Echom and Yitz Limud, Kezaleo Lo Yibol, and Meila, Pia Pasu Chochon writes the Grand Mishlei, and Laman Aleph Chavov, when the Tamu Chochom Ili opens up his mouth, without him having to say, doesn't matter what he says, he's already starting with Chochma. Whatever words come out of his mouth, he's already starting with Chochma. So that's the Grand Mishlei. But, Arav Simcha Bunami Peshischa, in his Kol Simcha, he has a Mayudik of Shah. He says, what's going on in this Medrash? Az Yashem Moshe Pia Pasho Chachma. He says, anytime you have someone who opens up his mouth, now learning like the Gra, by Sicha Schulanim and a Tamach Chacham, it's not a person who wants to tell you a part. Writes the Heiliger Rasim Chabunami Peshischa, whenever someone wants to tell you a part, so you don't say right away, oh, I heard a Geshmak of Chachma. You gotta hear what it is. You gotta hear the Teichen. You have to analyze the content. And only after he finishes the Mart, or at least halfway, three quarters, when he finishes the vat, then and only then do you know, was it a good shtickle tyro, was it not a good shtickle tyro? Hamela, he says, music is different. And when you have someone who knows how to sing, the second they open up their mouth and they start to sing, you can discern right from the outset, do they have a good voice or do they not have a good voice? Even before they carry all the melodies and the harmonies, once you start the chokhmas musica, a person who knows how to be a bal nigin, once the nigin comes out, you can go ahead and size, you can be magdarit right from the outset. Does this person know what he's doing? Does he not? Is he an emistik about managin or not? Zogter simcha bunim in his kol simcha. He says, "Oz Yosher Moshe, if we would start saying Chachma, I don't know, I gotta wait until the end to decide whether it's good or not. But when it comes to the music, Oz Yosher Moshe, that's Fia Posul Chachma, Zakhtar Simcha Munim. When somebody opens up his mouth in music, then I could see already this is a Gishmaka song. Fia Posul Chachma, again, like the Mefarshei Midrash is going on Knesset Yisrael. When Klai Yisrael opened up their mouth, I don't have to wait for the Torah to finish, because when they open up their mouth as a Knesset of Yisrael, they open up their mouth in collective Shira. And what a Gishmaka melody that was. What a great song, Az Yosher Moshe. We don't have to wait until we get to Kivos Paro. Once we hear ready the words Az Yosher Moshe, the beauty of Klai Yisrael together and sing, opening up the mouth and singing a song, that's Az Yosher Moshe. Mamela, that's Adov the Sid, Pia Pasu Chokma. Then already we could see the Chokma that went into Az Yosher, the second Pascha, the second they open up their mouth, not a reference to the Chokma Satayra, but the Chokma Sashira. And now we discerned right from the outset. Now we chaffed right from the start. And now to close tonight, you got to hear this part, the Moira de Kasefer. Asiyah HaParsha came out recently from an Invenecha, Rechaim Yitzchak Schwertz, Einikol of the Chedush Yerim and the Radomsker, the Tefer Shlomo, a Heiliger Radomsker, the Heiliger Chedush Yerim. I'll listen to this Gishmak of our. We said many times that Amar and Shabbos, Daf Lama Namad Beis, Rabba was Pasech with Milsim and Ichusa. Why do we start off our learning with a Milsim and Ichusa? Learning a drasha, it's got to start with a joke. Those are the hardest parts of the drasha to prepare. It's got to be a joke. That's Me'inyan Le'inyan, Los Inyan. So why do we start with a Milsim and Ichusa? To get people's attention. Rabbi Akiva used to start with Chazals. Interesting Chazals. Esther 127, Medina's Kereg, the 127, Nasara. But Rabba was Pasech with Milsim and Ichusa with a piece of humor. And then what? Posach b'shmaisa v'yosef b'aimsa. Then he would open up the sugya. Oh, once the shir, once he starts with the ketzais and the nesivas, then already it's ema yira pachin arev brachos chabezim and alf mal holon b'ema b'yira b'resus uvezayav kan b'ema yiras uvezayav. Then you got to see with the seriousness, but it's got to start with milz v'dichusa. Parenthetically, you mentioned Shlomo Kluger. In his drashas, he says you can't just start with humor. He says the pasuk says, "Smeichem etzeisim asosim bevom osim beema ritzon kainam." Zechter Shlomo Kluger, "Smeichem etzeisim asosim bevom." When they come in, sosim bevom, you got to start with the milsim v'dichusa. I but smeichem etzeisim, you got to make sure when they leave, it's also got to be. You got to leave them with a geshmak, a joke. Also, at the end, it's also got to be. I but in the middle, osim beema ritzon kainam. The middle has to be positive. Shmeis v'yosim beema. So you have to see what the ema yiras is saying. How come when we begin with the milsim? Okay, if you lost me until now, this Vart's going to wake up. This whole Sefer's Kanai for this Vart. And he doesn't say who it is. He says, Omrim b'shem eishes chavr shol gaon echad. The wife of a certain choshetam chochem, we don't know who it is. And you're going to see, it takes a geshmak eishes chayel to come up with such a Vart. What's the Vart? So the Gemara says that before we learn how we start with the milsim v'dichusa. And what's the reason? So we understand the pashas is to get the people excited, to get them to pay attention, to get them to wake up from their naps. Not like the rabbi started out as rush and people started falling asleep right at the beginning. Calls over to Gabi, says, Gabi, go out and wake him up. He says, Rabbi, you put him to sleep, you wake him up. So, how do you wake people up? You tell them a geshmak, a joke. I says, but we know that the reason Ba'amkus is, the Sultan is always coming to be Makatrik. And especially the Mechilta, last week's Parsha, Yisro Perk Yitzes Posakei, Kolas Cholas Koshes, and the Mefarshim explain why the beginning, because the Yitzhar will do anything to stop you from learning, to stop you from doing a Maisa Tova Mitzvah. He always wants to stop you. When does he try to stop? At the beginning, that's it. He puts in the effort in the beginning, that's why Kolas Cholas Koshes. If you could surmount that obstacle, the Yitzhar, right from the very beginning, then that's it, then the rest of the way, you're gonna go on a coast. It's the beginning is the hardest, that's you need the burst and the inspiration, I am the beginning of Tzikis Atzadik. That's why Yitzhar's time is, well, just get out of it. You have the epiphany. Get out of it. Time. Do we ever have chipozon ever again? Ever again? There's no inyan of even doing something zecher the chipozon that we had. Why, Dr. Tzadik? You only need it at the beginning. At the beginning, that burst of inspiration, chipozon chaperai. Then you can go ahead and you don't have to work as hard. That's chipozon. By the way, the only place in Pesachim that chipozon is discussed is where? Meseches Pesachim. Obviously, that's where it's talked about in the Mishnah. Where on Daf Tzadivav? Isn't that non-coincidental? Tzadivav is tzav. Ain't tzav elulosh and zeros, right? That's Tzav, Lashon Zeros, and that's the reason why I'm dealing with the mitzvah. Hatzibos in the beginning has to be with the Geshmak. So the Eitzar tries to get us to stop learning. We discussed with Tzedek HaKohen in his Kohen Tzimitcha Chelek Aleph and Osani Aleph yesterday that when it comes to any Maisa Mitzvah, if he tries to prevent us from doing the Maisa Mitzvah, no problem, take out the Sefer. Zot Tzedek, take out the Sefer and the Torah. Kedushin Laman of Arbeis, Barasi Yitzahara, Barasi Latorah Tavlin, and that's the way to come with the Yitzahara. When it comes to Torah, you need to start out with the Harav. No, it's got to be Geshmak. And it's got to be Geshmak, that's the way to battle the Yitzahara. So when a man who's Mitzvah and Talmud Torah sits down to learn, right away, the Yitzhar comes to the table. He's the Harusa who's always there early, who always stays late. And he's there to prevent you from learning Torah. Hamela zot the Eish Eschamer. He says, by men who mitzvah and Talmud Torah, then Hamela, like Taisha says, Kedushin Af Laman Alf, that go to Laman Alf, Laman Alf, I'm sorry, the bottom Amr Chanina, go to Mitzvah Yosef, Yishen, Mitzvah Yosef, Zot Taisha, because a person's doeg, who mitzvah Talmud, and you have to battle the Yitzhar. So by a man, first you got to pacify the Yitzhar. Yitzhar comes to the table, tell the Yitzhar, Geshmak a joke. Tell him the latest Reader's Digest joke, then he's not going to bother you. He thinks you sat down to learn. Tell him a Geshmaka joke. You tell the Yitzhar a joke, that's it. And now he leaves you. You pacified him. You made him happy. You made the Yitzhar happy. Amela, we give him a schelek with the milsim and yichusa. Once we got rid of the yitzhara, then you sit down to learn taira. But a woman who are not mitzvah and tamat taira, amela, when a woman sits down to learn, she's not mitzvah v'yosa, and therefore the yitzhara doesn't bother them. Not mitzvah v'yosa anyway, so the yitzhara doesn't come to bother them. If there's no yitzhara here, a woman, she doesn't start with milsim and yichusa. Only the men, Rabbah was poseich hishir, but the isha schavr shagonechat said, when a woman sits down to learn, that's pia posa v'chokhma. She starts now with the milsim of the chusa. She is pascha bechachma. She starts right away with the chachma satira because she doesn't need a battle of the yitzhar because the yitzhar is not here. The mainland, there's no doing with star tzomin. She goes right into the chachma. She's in any mitzvah of the yisa, and that's the MSP of pascha chachma. Haisha yechola liftoch miyam bechachma haynu atayra v'atam because Torah schesa al l'shoina because at Torah shalohi chesed. Her Torah schesed ain't a mitzvah kokach. Any Torah that she's learning is the chesed and the bariolim. The kain ain't a Frost. Yitzhar says, I don't even bother with that. No Yitzhar, you don't even need any milsim nechusa. So anytime I say a shir or a drasha to woman, for now on, that's it, I gotta drop the milsim nechusa. But for the men, they need it. We gotta pass by the Yitzhar. And then we're on to steiging, then we're on to learning. We should be zeicha to learn with the Geshmak, with the Arevis, Masikas, Atayra. A good tonight, a great rest of the week ahead. Kind as beliefs. Hey.